No, I think that it's actually really good for us to qualify with two games to Spain around robbing. I think it just really showcased the character of this team. One would have thought after the first game that we will be scratching our way to the semis, but you know, the way we went about our business in the next four games is nothing, second to none. And I think, you know, you got to give credit to the girls. I think they recognize the moment, they recognize their responsibilities. And they just, you know, the fact that we have different people putting their hand up, it just shows what type of team we are. So yeah, looking forward to that. But what's important for us now is obviously our game tomorrow against Pakistan.
Awesome. As you mentioned, obviously after a tough result in that opening match, how did you and the group sort of regroup mentally and tactically, particularly in tight matches, and we obviously went on a 4-match winning streak?
I think the most important thing for us after that first match was not the fact that we've lost. It was how we're going to deal with the loss. And I think the girls and everybody in the team had to develop some chicken memory powers, and we had to forget it and then pave the way forward and see how we're going to go about things going forward. And I think, you know, sometimes in hindsight, you can say that that loss was necessary for us to just get some perspective in terms of what we need to do and how we're going to do it. And I know, obviously, back home, you know, it was a bit of a shock. And I can tell you now, it was a shock for the players as well. But that has given us an opportunity to just look at ourselves and say where we need to improve and how we need to approach things.
Coach, we've seen, as you mentioned earlier, standout performances throughout from different players. You know, the likes of Brits, Chloe, Laba, Marizan, and Laura, and a few other players as well have stood up at different moments. How important is this in terms of driving the team's momentum going?
No, I think, you know, when we have different players putting their hand up in different occasions or different moments in matches, it just shows you where the team is at. And it also, it further cement the character of this team as well. And I think, you know, this is where players start having confidence on one another, and they start playing for one another, because they know that if I don't do it, somebody else can actually come and do it as well. So from that point of view, I think our environment, and it's something that we used as a key thing for us to be a force in world cricket, is to make sure that the environment is fertile. But you know, the results also suggest that, you know, we're on our way there. There's still work to be done, and to create a very strong environment, it's a work in progress all the time. It's continuous, but I can just say that the players have been really, really good, in that sense.
Coach, with the semi-final spot obviously secured early, what will our approach be in these final two group games to ensure that the team remains sharp and ready for the knockouts?
I think it's important that we try and understand how we want to play the next two games, because that could give us the momentum needed for us to really become a force in the knockout stages. We know that in the knockout stages is lottery, but if you've got the right momentum and the right confidence with you, the chances are just a little bit much higher than the rest of the teams. And we just want to make sure that we win these two games and, you know, make sure that we go in with the right momentum.
Just on a personal note, obviously this is your first World Cup with the team since getting in charge. How have you found the experience so far, both personally and professionally?
I think from a personal point of view, I've grown a lot as a coach. It's just my outlook to things and how I would perceive things at times. And I think, you know, this team has really showed me what it means to create a good environment and then allow players to be themselves, make them feel backed, and make them feel like they belong, and make them feel that they can contribute to the success of this team. And I think the one important thing is the communication part, you know. So we've improved on a lot of things in that sense, and just for me as a coach, I don't have words. I'm just really proud of these girls, and I'll cherish every moment that I have to spend with them. And in my pursuit to getting them better, or help them get better as well as players and as people as well.
100%. Lastly, Coach, in this interview as well, you've spoken a lot about the importance of the environment, the team culture, and the unity that has been showcased in this group. How has that team identity helped us carry through those pressure moments, you know, those pressure chases, where players can feel like they can stand up and be sort of counted and keep them locked in for that ultimate goal as well?
Yeah, the reality of it is that you cannot see anyone or anything's true potential if the environment is not fertile or not right. So that was probably the foundation of this team, is that we need to get our environment sound, and then we will be able to see the real character of this team, and it's gonna help players actually grow and become better versions of themselves. And for me, that's probably the most key thing with this team. Not saying that it was bad in the past, but I think there were a couple of points that we needed to iron out, and then I think from that stance, we've done really, really well.